Okay, let's just watch this. Just imagine what could happen. One other thing before they turn this film on. I said, has this impacted academic performance? She said, profoundly. You mean character education has clearly impacted academic performance? She said, we have gone from 62 percentile on national tests to 94 percentile in 18 months. You can see why. They take responsibility. They take initiative. They learn to solve problems synergistically. Okay, let's just watch this.
The video presentation, To Live, To Love, To Learn, To Leave a Legacy, is available for your viewing on the fourth CD.
Okay, we've come to the end. Let me offer these closing challenges. First, teach this material twice in the next 2 to 3 days. And do 4 things, 1 for each of the 4 roles. For modeling, rebuild a relationship that right now is strained, but you care a lot about. Imagine what that would take. Maybe a sister, a brother, spouse, a child. Do what it takes to rebuild that relationship. See, first of all, it'll take a lot of humility and a lot of courage and a lot of personal integrity to sustain the inevitable rigors of rebuilding a precious relationship that is in neutral and is broken. Second, for pathfinding, write your personal mission statement and start working with your family on a family mission statement. Many of the families in this little film had worked on their mission statements. These kids are driving it at their homes. They're teaching their parents. Third, aligning. I suggested this earlier. Get data on yourself tomorrow or in the next 2 or 3 days, because you have an opportunity, a window right now that can put you on a freeway of change and growth. You let it go too long, they'll wonder, why are you doing this? You've now had a significant learning experience. If you teach it and gather data on yourself, they will see you in a new light, a new way. And in a matter of a few weeks or months, I'll guarantee you, you'll be in a whole different world, a whole different position, both personally and professionally. And then work out a third alternative, win-win agreement with somebody, like a new mission statement or a strategic partner. Let it be one that transforms you. I want to thank you for how hard you worked. I truly love teaching, and it's very satisfying to work with people who are sincere and who really are trying to understand. Seriously, I thank you so much. I thank all the teams that have helped put this together. There's 4 organizations. The University, Marquette, the LumaCorps organization, and the Audiovisual organization, and the Franklin Covey. That's 4 organizations. Would you join me in expressing gratitude to these people? A lot of work, seriously, for a long time to get ready for one of these. Above all, I want to express gratitude to who I believe is the source of the principles, God. And to him goes all of the honor and the credit. These are classic principles for all of his children throughout the world. My definition of leadership is this, is communicating people's worth and value so clearly they come to see it in themselves. In the language of Teilhard Chardin, I close this presentation because this communicates your worth and value, hopefully, so clearly, you will come to see it for yourself. He said, he's the great French philosopher. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Thanks so much.
This concludes the audio presentation of Beyond the Seven Habits with Dr. Stephen R. Covey. For more information on this program and other Franklin Covey programs, please call 1-888-702-1776 and mention priority code CRT0030, or visit our website at www.franklincovey.com. We thank you for listening and hope to hear from you soon.